Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I'm of course your host Dan Wilson, and we got some Hall of Fame numbers to break down here. Obviously, as you know, baseball rolls on here. The off season, a couple weeks away from the start of spring training and truck days, as football continues to move on here. But we finally got some Hall of Fame induction ballots back. It was finally the day to decide who goes in the Hall of Fame this coming summer. Always an interesting time of the year to announce it, like in mid-January. But that is where we are in terms of the baseball offseason. A couple of, you know, interesting results here as it pertains to the Phillies, and then just observations in baseball in general. So in case you missed it, again, this is the 2025 Hall of Fame voting results. So Ichiro is going to go in. There were 394 total voters, 393 votes. One guy did not vote for him. 99.7 first year walks in on the ballot. I believe the only person to ever get unanimous still is Mariano Rivera, which is like, you know, that means there was someone who didn't vote for Babe Ruth, or someone who didn't vote for Hank Aaron, or someone who didn't vote for how many different guys. You know, it's just insane. So Mariano Rivera, someone didn't vote for Mickey Mantle. It's stupid. At the end of the day, no one remembers. I mean, I guess I remember that Mariano was unanimous, but at the end of the day, you get your plaque in just like everybody else. Shout out to Billy Wagner, former Philly Billy Wagner, by the way. 10th year on the ballot, finally gets the votes needed. 325 votes, 82.5%. His last year on the normal ballot, you know, of course, there's the Veterans Committee as well, but in his 10th and final year, he finally gets the support he deserves. I think they made the right call on this one. I mean, he's one of the most dominant relief pitchers, you know, of our time in the game in the 2000s. Obviously with the Phillies, then with the Mets, the Braves, like all over the place. But Billy Wagner, you look at his numbers, this guy was filthy. And in the steroid era too, like really, really, really impressive what he was able to do on a very consistent basis. Carlos Beltran, this one was interesting. 277 votes, that's 70%, and that was his third year, which history tells us that a couple more years here, he'll be in, which guy who had something to do with the Astros cheating scandal. Kind of interested to see how the baseball world kind of views that. You know, it's clearly not steroids. I mean, if you hear some of the guys who did not get votes or were low on the totem pole this year, you'll see that steroids is still very much a part of the game. But, I didn't think there was any way, and there is a way apparently for Carlos Beltran. Andrew Jones, 66.2% of the vote, so 2/3, he could be on his way. Chase Utley, next up on the voting list. 157 votes. That's 39.8%. Just his second year. That's big for Chase. Well, we'll get into more on this in just a second, but that's big for Chase. That's an upgrade of about 10% from last year. Have to imagine he's happy with that. Kind of gives the slight indication that they think, you know, one day he could actually be in the Hall of Fame, or there's reason to believe amongst fans that he'll one day actually be in the Hall of Fame. So that is pretty cool. So we'll get back to that in just a little bit. A-Rod, he goes for 146, 37%. That he's never getting in. Manny Ramirez, same thing, 34%. There's the one third of people who don't care about the steroid era. They'll never get their votes. Same thing, Andy Pettit, 28% votes. Felix Hernandez, I thought was an interesting candidate, 20%. It was his first year eligible. I could see him climbing up the ranks a little bit there. I don't know if he'll make it necessarily, but interesting name to consider. Bobby Abreu gets 20% in his sixth year. I don't think he's getting in. Jimmy Rollins in his fourth year got 18%. Same thing. I don't think he's getting in. Omar Vizquel, eighth year, 18%. No. Dustin Pedroia, first year, 12%. Lower than where Utley was. I don't think Dustin Pedroia was the player that Chase Utley is. So, no. Mark Burley, 11.4%. Again, he threw that perfect game on opening day. He was a good pitcher. Other than that, this is not like Dallas Braden or something like that, but he's not on the list. K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez, 40 votes, 10%. He doesn't get it. David Wright, 32 votes, 8%, and Torrey Hunter, 5%. And players who got less than 5% who dropped off future ballots. Ian Kinsler got 2.5, Russell Martin 2.3, Brian McCann 1.8, Troy Tulowitzki 1, Curtis Granderson not even 1, Adam Jones 3 votes, Carlos Gonzalez 2 votes, and all tied for 0 votes is Hanley Ramirez, Fernando Rodney, and Ben Zobrist. So I think that was, generally speaking, a pretty good list. I find it very fascinating, just before we move on, kind of how the Hall of Fame voting process takes place. The fact that, you know, you can run year after year after year, and, you know, your percentages will change or stuff like that. It's the only sport where that really happens. I mean, there's an inherent limit, I guess, in terms of how many people can get in a given year, given that you can't physically give everyone your votes, so in theory it can't just be everyone. I think the Hall of Fame is keeping its integrity here. I think the Hall of Fame is doing its best. You know, for a while there, the Hall of Fame was not doing well from a reputation standpoint, especially within the legends of the game. We're not thrilled about the state of things, you know, and they've kept the quote-unquote bad guys out. They have, you know, for the most part, I think, maintained the integrity of the Hall of Fame. You know, getting 75% of the vote is hard. That's 300 out of 400 guys, or, you know, people in general. And the fact that Chase was able to, again, move up about 10%, on that vote, I think, is huge. It gives me hope that he will be in Cooperstown one day. I don't know if it'll be next couple of years, but next, let's say within the next 5, maybe he gets to that total. I mean, after what happened with Billy Wagner, it's pretty cool, by the way, that there's so much attrition in that. I mean, they make you wait 5 years. The fact that they wait around, it was 15 years, I think he last pitched in like 2009. Not even, that sounds too late, but I want to quickly like, the fact that it took Billy Wagner this long to get in the Hall of Fame is just absolutely insane. The fact that he had to wait around 2010, it was his last appearance, the fact that he had to wait around so long for things to fall into place, but he finally got it. I'm sure it made the payoff better, but, you know, it sure made the payoff better. I'm sure he would have also preferred to go in sooner. So that was an emotional day for him, you know, seeing the video of him finally learning he's going to the Hall of Fame. I wonder what a guy like Utley thinks about this. You know, he's pretty quiet, reserved to himself. Does he show any emotion when, if and when he goes into Cooperstown? I think that'd be pretty cool. Next year's class is not great. Someone sent me today what the 2026 Hall of Fame class looked like. And it's one that favors, frankly, Chase Utley. It's one that, you know, you look at who else is available. Notable first-time Hall of Fame candidates in 2026. You got Neil Walker, Rick Porcello, Hunter Pence, Daniel Murphy, Nick Markakis, Howie Kendrick, Matt Kemp, Cole Hamels, Alex Gordon, Gio Gonzalez, Edwin Encarnacion, Shin-Soo Chu, Ryan Braun. And there's no, like, gauntlets of people there. There's no one reason why those grouping of players who are, you know, going to be available and in the Hall of Fame discussion here, who would be available to be in the Hall of Fame discussion there, there's no reason why those people should prevent Chase Utley from improving his status. And the fact that he went up 10% in 1 year historically tells us, you know, one of these years he will get that 75% mark. Would be very, very cool to see that career recognized. Always felt like if he'd done, you know, play like the flip play in the World Series, and he, not the flip play, the fake throw rather, Utley's, or Jeter, Derek Jeter is the flip play. But that if Chase Utley did that play, the fake throw and threw home and ran out, or throughout the potential tying runner, and Jeter did that there'd be a documentary on it at this point. I mean, it's just so insane, the difference in that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's kind of where things stand with the Hall of Fame. Quickly wanted to go through Chase's case as well, because I was looking at his numbers. They're pretty interesting. So he obviously had 6 total All-Star appearances, 5 were 06 to 10. He had an OPS of 900 or higher 5 years in a row, which means he's hitting for power. He was doing it as a second baseman. Like, he was unbelievable. And not to mention, like, he was Philadelphia's favorite just because he hustled hard, he worked his ass off, first one in, last one out, all those cliches, but that was Chase Utley. I think it opens up a good philosophical debate of, like, what's better to compile or stack on wins. I don't know if there is any one, you know, recipe there. Certainly every voter is different. I think what it is interesting to see is that a guy like Utley, who has clearly a peak good enough to get in, I believe, that, you know, that someone like that would be looked upon more favorably than, say, the steroid guys. Like, there are people who just would rather vote for anyone but the steroid guys. And those guys will slowly kind of weed out. But that is kind of where things stand with a guy like Chase. So, again, he had a 900 OPS the first 5 years. He hit for... Sorry, I had the home run total listed right here. He hit for, in 06 to 10, 30 home runs 3 times, 22 home runs twice, 11 another time. He stuck with 259 home runs. You know, it's like the guy hit for good power. You look at his at-bats, his averages, they were good. He graduated. He retired with a .275 batting average, .358 on base, .465 slugging, .823 OPS. I think that's good enough. I don't think he'd be boys amongst men. I think everyone kind of acknowledges that if Chase Utley were to go in the Hall of Fame, that, you know, he would belong. He would have a sense of worth there. I get why you try and preserve the Hall of Fame as much as you do, and what a slog it is. This is a situation with Chase Utley where he,
I think he's getting in one day. Like, I think he will get enough votes. I think he will get to the point where I think he'll get to the point where he gets 75% of the vote. And again, it'll be a great day. I think he, you know, in the eyes of the voters, seems like they are starting to value the peak thing more and more. You're seeing stronger percentages. There's, of course, you know, politics, whatever else involved in picking a Hall of Famer. But I do believe he is on that plane. Other little things that I always look at when grading a Hall of Fame case, like how often did the guy walk? What was his war? Chase Utley had a 64.5 war. 2008, he had a 9 war, which is just insane. And the fact that he didn't win Hall of Fame that year, or MVP that year, is also insane. I mean, there were some years where his war was in like the 6, 7, 8, 9 range. And he, you know, would walk a decent amount. He would walk, his career high was 88 in 2009, so I guess he was walking more than every other day. And it was just, Chase Utley, here's what I always appreciated about Chase Utley, and especially in my later years of being a baseball fan, which is that Chase Utley, besides being the man, the reason why he is the man, it's because of how he thinks the game so deliberately and eloquently. And what I mean by that is the wherewithal, like the absolute wherewithal to have a ball hit up the middle, you know, have a ball hit up the middle with the tying run on second base, fake the throw to first, basically realize you're not getting the out at first, and then immediately decide in the split second of an eye, to throw home. Like, it, again, I made the comparison that Jeter would have had a 30-for-30 on it. That's the type of play that gets you in the Hall of Fame. That's the type of play that should be running at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The fact that Chase Utley preserved that lead in the World Series. Like, it kind of crazy that it played out that way. The ball was for sure going up the middle. He did not win MVP because Cole Hamels, who's eligible next year, will be in. Will be on the ballot. I don't expect Cole to really be in the mix here, but I think that's a formality, if nothing else. So we'll see how many years kind of he gets invited back based upon the committee. But this is, you know, it's been quite the last couple of days between the build-up and then the aftermath. But Chase Utley, again, if you're just joining here in the podcast, if you're just joining, he is not in the Hall of Fame. He's got 40%. He had 30% last year. Again, Billy Wagner, former Philly, did get in. Veterans Committee, Dick Allen with a couple of others are getting in, so that's pretty cool. Not every day. You know, the Hall of Fame is Hall of, you know, pretty elite. It's supposed to be elite. And so the fact that there are debates as to whether this guy should play, this guy shouldn't, stuff like that, really says that, says to me that people are challenging it, thinking about it, but also that one day when the Hall of Fame, when it's time for a Philadelphia athlete to go in the Hall of Fame again, we've had Brian Dawkins recently, again, Dick Allen's going in, but I don't think that'll draw a crowd. Like, Chase Utley will draw maybe the biggest Phillies crowd to Cooperstown in my lifetime. I'm not getting ahead of myself, but that would be absolutely awesome. Like, that trip looks like tons of fun. I've been there a couple times. I shouldn't say it looks like tons of fun. I know it's tons of fun. But it is always cool when your guy is in the Hall of Fame. It's always cool when your guy is representative of that. And you saw the emotion on Billy Wagner's face. It doesn't matter how selfless of a person you are, or, you know, whatever the case might be. Like, this was a guy who led a baseball team. That team went as he went. I know Jimmy was like the spiritual leader of the team a little bit more, but Chase was like quiet to himself, just kind of like a F you attitude. Like, we're going to win, and I'm going to use the fact that I studied film on the opposing team's pitcher for 3 months and, you know, remember where he throws his curveball here. Like, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. It is very, very advanced. It's pretty wild. So Chase Utley also has another claim to fame. Led the league in hit by pitches in three separate years. In 07, 08, 09, 25 home runs, 27 home runs, 24 home run, or home runs, hit by pitches rather. 25 hit by pitches, 27 hit by pitches, 24 hit by pitches respectively. That guy crowded the plate and didn't give a damn who was trying to back him off. He was going to go right back in that box. He would happily wear it in the back all the time. He would take it like a champ off the bruise, just run the bases hard. That's just absolutely who he was. And it's part of, you know, the knee injury later. Who's to say how well he took care of his body? He did play for quite a bit. But I would be in favor of Chase Utley making the Hall of Fame. Again, I think he belongs. I understand there's a push for Jimmy Rollins. I understand there's a push for Cole Hamels next year. I think Oscar... I think that Chase Utley will get the necessary results here. I think he will get to that 75% mark, and I think that I think he gets in, and I think he deserves to get in, and I think the number of All-Star appearances, I think the number of times he just went berserk in a season, it was a short stint, but if the voters value the short, he can be like the first all in, like, true short stint guy. I think that would be pretty cool. I think that's a Chase Utley would be like the poster child for that. And yeah, that would be awesome. So, already can't wait for the voting next year. Already can't wait to see again with that lackluster class. Does Utley take a step up here? I don't think Rollins is getting in, I don't think Hamels. Is getting it, unfortunately, but I do think Chase Utley with a couple of years and a nice little push from behind when all is said and done, when he spent his 10 years on that ballot, hopefully not that long, but up to 10 years on that ballot, he will always remember that he finally got in the Hall of Fame all these years later. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned for my colleagues, Kyle Forsini, Francisco Rojas, and Justin Morgenstein. Until then, talk to everybody tomorrow. Hope everyone enjoyed today's episode, and yeah, go Phils, and can't wait for Truck Day, as always.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.